What's up, everybody? It's David Kesey, head coach and founder of The League, and welcome to Find a Way Daily. Today's topic is the 90-day rule. Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode of Find a Way Daily.
You are now listening to Find a Way Daily.
Do you know someone who has talent that isn't doing enough?
You find a way to reach the goal. You set goals and you knock them down. I don't care what obstacle comes up.
It only took me 2 months.
Really?
Yeah, made $100,000 in 2 months.
The time I hired him.
Life adjusts to your commitments, not the other way around.
All right, this is an interesting topic because it's probably the most common thing that I see stops people. You know, I think it was Jim Rohn that said, you can make up in numbers what you lack in skill. You can make up in numbers what you lack in skill. Love me some Jim Rohn. And that's true, right? That is true. I teach people how to be more influential, build their skills, build their strategy, build their mindset to be more effective. And that's good, right? Like, because to put up high level of numbers all the time can be very draining, can drain you out. But in relation to that, I also want you to know this. For those of you that are out there starting a new marketing plan or starting a new sales campaign or starting anything, you gotta know how long it takes and how long it doesn't. Like, you may get lucky in a couple days and it goes well, but I want to invite you to consider the six phases of mastery, right? I learned the six phases of mastery from a mentor of mine, and it basically goes like this. In the first phase, when you go to take something on, you want to master sales, you want to master influence, you want to master marketing, you want to master a habit. In the beginning, you formulate a plan. That is the first phase. You're like, you know what? I need a plan. I need a strategy. I'm going to put one together. I'm going to do it. That's the first phase. You start planning. You start strategizing. Phase two is where you actually start implementing. You get to work, right? You start actually doing it. You start concentrating on it. You start putting the focus on the plan and executing it. And most people stop in phase two. And they try it for a couple weeks, and they're like, let's bounce back. Let's go, we need to reformulate. We need to replan. I did a podcast on this, planning versus action. Too many people plan too much and don't take enough action. There's a good balance, right? Because you do need planning, but you also need a good, healthy amount of action. And it's not till, because I want you to get this, like going from phase one of formulating to phase two of concentration is awesome, and that's probably the easiest part. Phase three is momentum. And what I want you to get is that it takes 90 days in that second phase, at least 90 days of concentration for you to start to see momentum. And the reason I'm saying this is I want to be really clear on this, that when you do something for a month and it doesn't work, it does not mean it doesn't work. I hear this all the time. Oh, I tried that, it doesn't work. Oh, I tried that. You know what try stands for? That stands for I didn't do it long enough and I didn't get immediate results, so I concluded that it doesn't work. What if Thomas Edison did that? What if anybody who invented anything did that? I tried one way and didn't work. I tried, you know, three different ways. I tried everything, right? When people say, I tried everything. Okay, how many ways did you try? Well, I only tried two things. So they didn't try everything, they tried two things. But what I want you to get here on this podcast is that your success is predicated on your ability to continue to work the plan, which in the face of what seems to be no results. Your success is predicated on your ability to continue to work the plan in the beginning, in the face of what appears to be no results. I challenge you to do that. When's the last time you went 90 days, 3 months straight on an activity, a habit, anything? And, you know, I just want to clear the air. Like, is that the secret to success? Yes, that is the secret right there. If you keep doing it, as a matter of fact, it almost doesn't even matter what you do. I know strategies that are not the most complex or like earth-shattering. They're just very fundamental. But because people do them for 90 days straight, they get the results. You know people in your industry, in your market, in your office, in your life that are powerful, effective, and get results, but they don't seem to really even do that much. And it is because They've just been doing it day in, day out, day in, day out. For those of you that wanting to know the rest of the phases of mastery, because I left you hanging on number three. Number four, so what stops you from getting from momentum to the next phase, which is stabilizing that momentum, what stops you are two things, and I'm going to do this on another podcast, not this one, which is ego and overwhelm. Ego and overwhelm. You get complacent or you get overwhelmed by all the activity that you're getting. So you have to learn to stabilize that and get past the ego and get past the overwhelm. And you learn to stabilize that momentum. And once you learn how to stable that momentum, all of a sudden breakthrough occurs. And after breakthrough, then you start getting mastery and you start getting those quantum leaps and all that kind of stuff. Okay. So that's generally where it is. I'll do another episode probably on the six phases of mastery. What I wanted you to get here is your success is predicated on your ability to honor the 90-day rule. Honor the 90-day rule, baby. You got to honor it. If you haven't put in the time for at least 3 months straight and been consistent, you cannot conclude that something doesn't work. And I want you to have this. I want you to have blind faith that when you do this for 90 days, just like all the successful people before you, you're going to start seeing momentum. And then we're going to have another conversation on how do we stable that momentum so you don't fall victim to your ego and overwhelm. I got your back on that. Don't worry about it. Right now, what I want you to understand is I want you to understand that whatever you put in place, you're going to need to go 90 days. It's a rule. Now, don't quote me on it. It might be 87 days. It might be 92 days. But it will be around that area. It'll be around that three-month area. I have found this to be true. In my company, we don't test anything for less than 90 days. Nothing. Every employee I hire, every marketing strategy I do, every campaign I do with my coaching clients, it is a 90-day minimum test. Minimum. Because you don't know until 90 days, okay? So where in your life, and I want you to get this, where in your life and business, I want you to write this down in your journal somewhere. Where in your life or business do you need to honor, I want you to write down just like that, where do you need to honor the 90-day, joking on my own stuff over here. Where do you need to honor the 90-day rule? Where do you need to put in more consistent results or more consistent effort and then expect results in 90 days? Okay, that might be in your business. That might be in your life. And then I want you to go to work on that. And so if you know somebody else could use this message, I would love it if you shared it with them. If you haven't said hi on Facebook or Instagram or all that stuff, I'd like to know. Come see me on Facebook or Instagram and type in one of the comments or direct message me and say, hey, David, this is where I need the 90-day rule. I'm going to contact you over the 90 days and let you know how it's going. I'd like that. I'd like a little bit of engagement from you, okay? And if there's somebody else you know that could use this, I'd love it if you shared it with them. I am grateful for you taking the time to listen to this, and I hope it served you at a high level, okay? Until next time, go out there every single day of your life and be committed relentlessly to finding a way to win. Talk to you soon. Hey, my friend, if you know somebody who could use this message, please give it to them. Share it with them as a gift. When we uplift other people, it uplifts our lives as well. And if you want more training, you want more insights, you want more lessons on how you can perform, persuade, and produce at higher levels inside your business and life, please come visit us at davidkesey.com. Again, that's www.davidkesey.com. Until I talk to you next time, my friend, go find a way.